Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to another London Media Lounge podcast. It's been a minute. This is the first one in the new year. All the ones that you've seen previously were all pre-recorded. Hashtag bulk content. And I'm here with another content creator and a content wizard, Miss Rosalia Lazara.
Hello. Stop, stop, stop.
How'd you like that intro?
I love that.
Let's kick off the year with a bang. Okay, so, Roz, I know we met a couple weeks ago. I love what you do. Mm. But for the people out there that don't know what do you do?
So I am a branding coach and social media manager mainly for financial advisors.
Right.
So you may not be a financial advisor listening, but yeah, I chose that niche because that's the background that I have in financial services.
Okay, nice. So I was going to ask that question. It's like, it's because you have a background, not because they're particularly terrible.
Yeah.
And they need the most help.
Someone's got to help them.
Yeah, somebody's got to help them. Yeah, absolutely. I think there are a lot of people out there that do need support when it comes to creating content because, I don't know, man. I think I don't know whether it's a generational thing because for us, kind of, we grew up with the phone, kind of. I mean, I was probably 13 when I first saw a phone, you know?
Yes,
kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we're kind of in between. But a lot of people out there, they can't even pick up a phone and like my dad, for example. There's no way my dad is picking up a phone and doing a vlog.
Yeah, or like giving FaceTime.
Or giving you an update. Dude, like even when he's doing a FaceTime, you can see just the top of his head. Like, I'm like, dude, like don't be paranoid. There's nobody watching.
Yeah, it's so cute.
That happens. But what do you think, what are the main things that people need help with?
The biggest question that I get when people approach me is, oh, I know I should be more on social media because I'm a business owner and I need leads. Mm-hmm. Where does the next lead come from? Mm-hmm. You know, I need to always be filling in my pipeline.
Yeah.
And especially during the pandemic, people were thinking, well, I'm not out there. I'm not meeting people like I used to. So the next best place is online. So I would say that what people struggle the most with is video content.
Mm-hmm.
And actually having ideas, okay? So some people open up their LinkedIn page or their Facebook page and they think, gosh, what should I post?
Yeah.
Like, what do I talk about?
Yeah.
And it's that idea of not wanting to get it wrong. Like, everyone's so scared of failing or getting it wrong. Mm-hmm. But there is no such thing on social media, you know? Like, your post will literally be history in 2 seconds' time. Like, it's gone.
Yeah.
You know, I scroll, I look at it, and that's the challenge as well.
Yeah.
How do you stay current and how do you become memorable? Because your content is going to disappear. So if you're scared to even get started or to post something, the minute you post it, it's gone.
Yeah.
That's the challenge. It's like, how do you keep staying current?
Yeah. For the people that think that, you know, exactly, like a lot of my clients, when they come here, I call them my guys. I don't like the word clients. My dudes, my girls that come here and they create content. A lot of the time they come and they're trying to create, because we give them packages, right? Mm. And a lot of the time they want everything in the package. And I have to tell them, listen, content creation is not something that you do and then you stop doing.
Yes, it's consistency.
It's part of the business strategy now. It's part of who you are now. It's part of who the world is. We have to create content to stay relevant, to grow our businesses and so on. Mm. So a lot of the times they come in and they be like, oh, I want this in my package, this in my package. I want these many clips, these many videos, this many, images or design or graphics. And I'll be like, yo, chill.
Yeah.
You're trying to do this for the rest of your life. And you want to blow out your budget from the get-go?
Yes.
I'm going to tell you this. Nobody's going to be watching when you first start.
Yes.
That's the thing that people do not understand. Nobody's watching you except the people around you.
Mm.
People are going to be watching when you stay consistent, when other people start reacting to you because you relate to them, you know, when you get it right, when you give them value, when people trust that you're going to be posting, you're going to give them updates and that you're on top of the game and you know what's going on out there. So, that's definitely a point where people think that just because when they're going to put a video up there, the whole world is going to see. You wish.
Yeah.
That's what we're trying to do. This is what we try to achieve. Which, you know what I mean?
So we want to be seen.
Yeah.
Of course we do. But it doesn't mean we're not scared. Like, everyone's always conscious about, you know, their hair, their face, their voice, their hands. Everyone's aware of themselves.
Mm-hmm.
But you've got to remember, I think maybe I've got this attitude because I've been a dancer and I dance a lot. So we always know that when you step on stage, everyone's always afraid of messing up, but actually no one knows what the routine was supposed to be like in the first place.
Yeah.
So nobody knows when you've actually gone wrong. Yeah. If you've missed a pirouette or a turn or something, no one knows. And it's the same thing with social media. If you go online, only you notice your hands, only you notice your frown. You know, obviously you've got to have some practice and you've got to perfect your technique, but it's not as bad as you think.
Yeah.
It's not.
Absolutely.
You're not going to die.
Yeah.
You know, you're not going to die. I think it's actually it's a true fact that I've heard out there before, which is the number one fear is not death. That's number two. That's the second fear. Number one, guess what it is?
Go on.
Public speaking.
Whoa.
No, that is the number one fear people have over death. They'd rather die than public speak. Like, it's crazy how we're all in that same boat. So if you think about it from that point of view, and you're the courageous one that is putting a video out there, just know that everyone else has nothing but respect for you because they are scared to do that.
Yeah. Everybody. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you're absolutely, you hit it on the head there where people know what you're going through. The fact that you found the courage and to put yourself out there in front of the camera and speaking, they're already saying like, oh man, well done. You're out there. I wish you all the best. And the people who are hating, I don't know why they would hate. So probably not pay attention on that. Listen, I've done YouTube for a while.
Yeah.
So I received a bunch of hate and I don't understand it. I don't understand it. Like, dude, to take time from your day to look at a video and then comment some mean things on a video, you are absolutely not worth me giving you a second of thought. So, and that's another thing for people out there, because I work with a lot of people who create content for YouTube. And that's another thing that I tell them. Listen, you're there for your own purpose. You're trying to help out. You're trying to help people. So focus on that. And the ones that you're going to help, they're going to tell you. And the ones that are just, you know, I don't know why they, again, I cannot get into a mindset of someone who would write hateful comments on video. I just don't understand it.
The way I see it, right, because during when we all went into lockdown, you can imagine that a lot of our mental well-being was being compromised and we were feeling all a little bit on the negative side.
Yeah.
So I took it upon myself to be responsible for what goes out there on social media. At least I can't change the world, but I can do my little bit. So I started a page called Staying Inspired, which I was vlogging and posting on Instagram, and I made like a really quick Wix website. And the whole purpose of it was, during dark times, during difficulties, try and find a glimmer of hope or some positivity in your day. To help you get through it, because you can't change what's going on out there in the world.
Yeah.
At least alone, you can't. And I was getting hate from, it's just so ironic. I was actually posting something about saying, be positive. Yeah. And then people were like, they were saying like, I don't like your voice.
Yeah.
And I was like,
what does that have to do with anything?
But I was like, you don't have to listen. Like, just don't listen or don't follow.
Yeah.
And then I just remember thinking, right, I'm not doing it for the haters.
Yeah.
I'm doing it for those people who actually I used to bump into in town. They'd be like, you know what, Roz, that video really helped. Or they used to message me and say, oh, thanks for doing that, Roz. So you do get the positives and the negatives.
The one person, for me, it's the same thing. Well, the one person.
That impact.
Yeah.
Yes.
When one person, sorry to interrupt you, when one person comments a good comment, like it's worth it. It's worth like 10,000, but it's like, yeah, it just outweighs the all of the negative comments I receive. And I'm not saying I do receive negative comments. Most of the time when I post it, it's positive stuff. And also, it's different. We're talking about YouTube and Instagram stuff. When it comes to the stuff that we do, which is mainly working with business owners and whether small, big, and whatever, it's a service of like making sure you're standing out in front of your customers. You're out there.
Yes.
You're presenting who you are because others are doing it, mate. And if you're not doing it, I promise you they're going to outperform you.
Yes.
Because at the end of the day, when people see you on video and see you even on a podcast chatting like this, there is after they've seen you, there is already somewhat of an ease of doing business with you, because they kind of know your vibes. They know you talk with your hands, or you swear sometimes, or you make different jokes, or you have a vibe and whatever. So there's always, there's already that thing built there. You know what I mean? So, and we speak mainly to, and we work mainly with business owners who've never put themselves in front of the camera, which brings me back to that point. So what is the first things that you kind of tell people with? What is it? It's like, just do it. Like you said, just do it.
Just do it. Yeah, it's easier said than done, isn't it? Because I don't think it's very productive or very helpful to say to people, just do it. Mm-hmm. Right? I don't want to be one of those people. So there are practical things that I help people do in order to get to that level. But once I teach you how to do it, where to do it, what to do, and how, you know, the next step is to just start, right? Yeah. So the first things that I go through with my client is just getting comfortable with themselves. Like, who's your brand? Like, before we even create any content, because they, you know, they approach me on LinkedIn and they think that they just want to outsource their social media to me and say, hey, Roz, you know what? I'll give you my logins. You just do whatever you want on there. But you would never do that in real life. You would never, you know, I don't like using these analogies, but let's say you were going on a date, right? Mm-hmm. You wouldn't send your friend and say, go tell her or go tell him how amazing I am, would you? You would turn up.
That's a good, good analogy.
You would be like, right, let me tell you about my friend. They are smart. Yeah. They'd be like, okay, I can't see that. You know, they are energetic. Okay, where? Yeah. So that's the same with your online presence is you don't want to completely outsource it, because then it becomes, it's not you, right? So you want to be yourself. And so we build a strategy. We think about, okay, what kind of message do you want to put out there? What's your personality like? What's your style? Mm-hmm. Don't try and copy your colleague who is the funny guy. If you're more of the serious educator guy, then you be that person. Mm-hmm. Don't copy the dancer. Don't copy the, you know, you are yourself, Be you, because people will buy into that. So I think most of the difficulty is people try to be what they think you want them to be. And that makes it difficult, because you have to keep up appearances. So first step, really simple, just be yourself, build a strategy around who you are, what is meaningful to you, what you believe in, because you'll never run out of anything to say, because it's true. It's your ideas.
Absolutely.
And then we can teach you the, you know, the techniques, right? I'll bring you to the studio at London Media Lounge and you don't have to do anything other than stand there, read your script, present, talk to us about what you love. Don't worry about the cameras. Don't worry about the sound. You know, that will get taken care of. I think just one step at a time, but more than importantly, just bring yourself. That's it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I love that. I love that. Yeah, exactly. Exactly that. There's nothing I could add to that apart from trust in the process as well, because I started with like going, oh man, well, who am I to start a podcast? Who am I to create content? And he went from that to a 6-room studio in Windsor Street.
Amazing.
Clients in Uxbridge doing my thing. And I'm like sitting here. I was like, how did I get here again? And F the imposter syndrome.
Yes.
F the imposter, because bro, I used to feel like an imposter for the longest time until I was like, hey man, my dreams are much bigger.
Yeah.
And the imposter syndrome went away. I was like, okay, cool. But yeah, amazing stuff, man. And I really think people need that. Especially, here's why people need that. There was a fast, incredibly fast technological evolution. And a lot of different generations are struggling, because like businesses are all moving online. If you have a great online presence, that means you're successful. Mm-hmm. If you don't have a great online presence, you're nothing. You're nothing. Mm-hmm. Like, as simple as when people approach me and I see their online profiles, I'll be like, okay, you're not making as much money as you claim to be making. Yeah. Because if you did, people would know about it. Mm. And something you said about if somebody tells you to do everything, but where aren't you supposed to be building relationships with people?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So how could you be willing to, willing to say that I'm here to build relationships, but you're not willing to jump in front of the camera and say hi to the people that you want to build relationships with? So that's very important. But you don't just do that. You do a lot of things, as we've spoken about. I'm sorry, I'm jumping around all over the place because that, like we spoke a lot about this and I'm trying to cover everything. But let's keep it simple because yeah. I'm pretty sure we're going to do a lot of these very soon. Let's jump on LinkedIn.
All right.
Shall we do
that? Let's do it.
All right. Awesome. So the people right now can see my LinkedIn page, my LinkedIn feed. So I'm going to go to my name.
Okay.
I'm Sammy Kiroce, just like you, hey. Italiano. Huh? People might think I'm Italian. I'm not. I'm North African. But yeah, it sounds
I'm Italian.
Yeah, you are Italian. So here we go. So I need you to be as critical as possible because you're here to help me out.
Okay.
As much, and we give people a snippet of how you might be able to help me out. So don't give me too much because people still need to sign up for your programs. Don't give me everything, but okay. Give me enough for me to sign up to
it's
your program.
It's really hard not to, you know, because yeah. I want to help everybody, but obviously there's only so much in a day. First of all, you've got a great profile picture because it's relaxed and casual. And actually, when I meet you or now that I've met you, you are like this. We build rapport when we look into people's eyes. Mm-hmm. Okay. So we want to see the smile, the head. And there's a really cool website you can use called Snapper.
Okay.
And, you know, for anyone, like, just literally go on Google and type in rate my profile picture on LinkedIn, and it gives you a score out of 100 how good this picture is.
Nice. Snapper.
Yeah, Snapper. Okay, great. So profile picture, tick. Now, with regards to this banner, I know what you're trying to do here. You're trying to say, look, we have a recording studio, but this picture does not do you justice. Like what I've seen today, you know, you've got an incredible studio. But the banner is really more for your signage. Like this is your shop front, okay? So what does that tell me? Are you an IT company? Are you selling computers, you know? So how is, if I read nothing else, how does your sign actually tell me what you do?
Okay.
So you've got to have a mission statement or a brand statement. Now, if you don't mind, I'm going to go to me.
Yeah, go on.
Okay. And then we'll go back. Right, there we go. So my signage tells you instantly there's less pictures, but more words.
Mm-hmm.
Not too many words, but it tells you just right how, what I do and who I do it for. So elevating mortgage brokers online brand.
Right.
So if a mortgage broker saw this, do you think they will stop and walk into the shop?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But obviously if pharmaceuticals people landed on my profile,
no.
They probably wouldn't.
Yeah.
Now, a lot of people are scared of that. They think, no, but I want everybody.
Yeah.
No, if you try and be all things to all people, you're going to confuse people.
Yeah.
So people prefer having a specialist.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Now, just have a look at my profile picture. What happens?
Oh, yeah, immediately goes into you chatting.
Yeah, so this is a 30-second cover story, okay? Right. Now, if you click on it, you can watch my cover story.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hi. Thank you.
I'm going to mute it just in case it interrupts our. But anyway, you can watch this later.
Yeah.
And it again, building rapport. You can now hear my voice. You can hear my name. You can see my eyes, and you can actually see what I'm like.
Yeah.
You know? Does that look like what you've seen today?
Yeah.
Sammy?
Pretty much. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So you want to give people an insight into your personality before they've even met you.
Yeah.
They feel connected to you. They know you. Right. I'm going to mention one more thing, otherwise I could be here all day.
Yeah,
the last thing I'm going to mention is your tagline, okay?
Right.
So let's go back to Sammy.
Yeah, just go
there.
Back.
We go.
There you go. There he is.
Okay, I can already see this is going to be good. Right. So I will save you time with your content production, and you can focus on what you're good at. I've got studio spaces, green screens, podcasts, YouTube sets, editors, film crew, creative development on the ready. DM me now. Now, I love the fact that what you didn't do is put your job title there, as most people would. Whereas, let's just use this as an example. Steve is on the right track, helping you look good on video and sound great with audio.
Jeez.
That's woohoo.
Yeah.
Call Steve. Now, the bit I don't like is that he says you.
Uh-huh.
It's too generic. And so on that front, you want to be saying helping business coaches look good on video.
Yeah.
You see how now your brain is linking you to Steve even stronger.
Yeah.
Yours, Sammy, should be, instead of saying, I will save you time, I actually want to cut that whole bit out and say something like content production for YouTubers and aspiring podcasters.
Right.
Because I think that's your niche, really. Yeah. You are the content creator for content creators. Yeah. There you go. There's another one. The content creator for content creators.
Nice.
Helping YouTubers and aspiring podcasters look good on video or have access to my studio facilities.
Yeah.
Or instead of saying facilities, actually say studio, because this is a word that is linked to that industry.
Right.
Yeah, you want to talk their language. Like, for example, I talk broker language by saying mortgage broker, IFA, I say leads, I say sales consultant, you know, fintech. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm using keywords that are relevant to my niche.
Right.
So there you have it. I mean, I could keep going on, but I'm going to leave it there.
Yeah. But that, yeah, exactly. That's amazing. So already just going through, you literally picked up on 3 points. And still, like, even in those 3 little points, you found things that you can improve.
Totally,
and I could only imagine what happens if we spend like an hour here. Literally give me the full program of improving my...
Oh, I would do it with you, mate. Absolutely. I'll offer it to you.
We'll do something. I absolutely would love to. But yeah, already I have to change a few things. So starting with the banner and the mission statement here, and then we'll take it from there. But yeah, keep an eye on it. Let me know. Hey, yeah. Sammy, you're messing up here. Put yourself together, man.
Accountability.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes. So yeah, that's one of the things you do, man. And how does it change the game for like someone like me? If I get this completely right, because you are absolutely right. I am not niched.
Mm.
And that's a problem. I know that's a problem because I get a job from, I'll give you an example of this week.
Mm.
This early this week, we were filming for a print shop. Now on Friday we're gonna film for a luxury car hiring service, and then next week we have podcasters coming here, and then we have people YouTubers hiring the green screen. So there's no, like, the only thing that you can say is like video production, but I do not just want to be a video producer type thing. I really want to work with a group of people that I really think I can help out. So. Like, I'm guessing...
How do you find a niche is your question, I imagine.
Yeah.
So, by the way, your niche doesn't have to be an industry or a type of person. There's so many different types of niches. It could be a geography.
Yeah.
It could be a specific product that nobody else has.
Yeah.
So, like, imagine you were the only person in the world that knew about green screens.
Yeah.
Right. Obviously, that's not the case anymore. But way back when, someone would have created the green screen. Okay. So that could have been their niche, or someone's niche could be video animation, not real life video. Does that make sense?
So yeah.
It depends. Imagine, like, would you want, and this is no disrespect to anyone's business, it's personal choice, but if you could have your studio, like, let's say you only have 10 hours a month, let's say, right? Would you want to fill that 10 hours with 10 luxury car brands or 10 luxury jewelry brands? Or would you like to fill that with 10 local painters and decorators and local tradesmen?
Mm.
I'm trying to think of like the extreme, right?
Yeah.
You've only got 10 hours.
Right.
You got to make your money.
The funny thing, I can already answer that question because we were approached by a person who let us know that some high level geniuses in universities out there are super scared of the camera.
Yeah.
And
like,
I'm like, what?
Yeah.
You know, these guys are changing the world right now. They're making out, they're figuring out stuff for us, and they cannot, and we're not giving them any respect and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So we're literally speaking to him. So I might niche it there.
You might niche it for YouTube and podcasters, or you might think, actually, I'm going to niche it for the local businesses of Uxbridge. Maybe that's your niche.
We do that.
Exactly. Yeah. Now, it doesn't mean, I appreciate where you're at, you know, where anyone's at when you first start out in business, you don't want to have a niche straight away because you want all the business because you need to make money, yo. You need to make money.
Absolutely.
So you're like, gosh, I can't say no to you and you. I literally just need to make money because you need to survive. I know we would do it for the passion, but if we don't have money to survive, we there's no passion. Do you know what I mean? We
true
can't
that.
Do it,
you're
right?
100%
so you need money.
Yeah, you do.
So when I first launched my business and launched my website and my social media page, it was September 2020, and I didn't make it clear what my niche was. I just launched it, you know, the Content Hive, right? It was around November. So November, I niched. By December, I already made the same money I was on in corporate.
Whoa.
Okay. That's when I was, and I didn't think when I got made redundant, September was my last month working in the bank. I swear to God, I did not know how I was going to pay for Christmas presents, right? Whoa, yeah. And I said to my family, I was like, look, guys, count me out this year. Like, don't buy me anything. I'm not buying you anything because I can't afford it. And then my mum, who, shout out to mummy. She said to me, as her and my dad, like, as always supportive, they were like, look, if by the, you know, if by December you haven't made any money in your business, we'll cover your month's mortgage and bills. Nice. And I was like, oh my gosh. When someone says that to you, you just think, I've got to do this. Mm-hmm. I've got to do this. I do not want to, not that there's anything wrong with asking for help. I wish I asked for more help, but I just couldn't do that.
Yeah.
And yeah, it was like, I didn't need to. It got to December and we had Christmas presents and we, you know, I was still having a lean life and starting, you know, lean startup. But all I'm saying is that my life changed when I had a niche because people saw me as the obvious choice, the go-to person. Like, no, they couldn't compare me to anybody else.
Yeah. I love that. You found your, exactly. Yeah. And that is because you found your lane and
stay in your lane.
Yeah, stay in your lane. It's a really powerful statement there. It's great to find your lane. And exactly like you said to me right now with the mission statement of my profile is like, who are you? What do you do to who?
Who's you?
Who's you? Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Who's
you've got to? We've got a very short attention span.
Yeah.
We need to make it clear who we're talking to.
Exactly, and I will definitely jump on that. I think
can't wait to see it.
Yeah, absolutely. But listen, I think we covered enough for today. I think we will do a lot more of these. If people want to find you, where do they go? How do they reach out?
LinkedIn is the best.
Yeah,
that's where I spend all my time. Mm-hmm. So I'm sure you'll share the spelling of my name
because
it's quite complex. Find me on there, DM, connect. And if you've been positively impacted by this podcast or it spurred you on, you've got like an inspirational idea, I'd love to hear it. Like, I really love people getting in touch saying, do you know what?
Yeah.
I don't know. I didn't mean to do this, but a lot of people have quit their jobs from listening to like my podcast. And they call me and they're like, Roz, I did it. I quit my job. I was like, when did I say that?
Yeah.
I didn't say that.
Yeah.
But actually, it maybe encouraged that person that day to just believe in themselves that extra bit. So would love to hear your success stories.
I love hearing you talk because you're giving out a lot of values, a lot of value, and I appreciate that. I've already learned a lot. I'm going to apply whatever you said. And then, we'll take it from there. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for listening to us. London Media Lounge, we bring you some of the best content creator advice in here. You know what I'm saying? Maybe we are niching a little bit.
I can hear it.
There you have it. Thank you so much for listening to us, and we'll see you soon. Peace out.